Proclamation number 7329, dated the April 8th, 1959. God's presence protects against the adversary. It is essential that you do not isolate yourselves from me. As long as you remain in mental contact with me through loving actions or heartfelt prayer, you will be protected against all onslaughts by the enemy of your souls. However, as soon as your bond with me slackens, he will be by your side, and then it is not always easy to push him away again because you are weak without me. Consequently, if you don't let this weakness arise in the first place, if you always remain in contact with me, you will always be able to repel him by availing yourselves of my strength, which flows through you as soon as you have joined me. Thus, as soon as you have become one of my own by your own choosing. I have told you this many times already, yet, again and again, you are in danger of falling prey to him because you discard my admonition and distance yourselves from me just a little further, particularly when you allow worldly thoughts to arise in you or you slacken in your spiritual aspiration, when you pay more attention to your worldly than your spiritual life. You must constantly remain close to me, or you must constantly draw me to you through your thoughts and actions. You must live in love. Then I will always be with you, or you must establish your bond with me in prayer, which will reliably protect you from any approach by the enemy. In my presence he will not pester you. He cannot come close to you as long as I walk beside you. You must always remember that there is no better protection against him than me myself, than my presence, which you determine yourselves. I want to be present with you at all times. I don't want to leave you again, but you must also have this desire for my presence, because only then can it take place. But I will not remain with you against your will if you are indifferent to this presence of mine. But if you are so deeply united with me, then you truly need not fear anything, neither spiritual nor worldly harassments, for I am Lord over all of them and truly protect my children, who want to belong to me and cling to me in their love and their desire for my proximity. Admittedly, time and again he will try to intervene, yet as long as you carry me in your heart it will remain close to him and he won't be able to slip in, and thus he will leave again and wait for the next opportunity. Therefore, be vigilant and stay only with me. Don't exclude me from your thoughts. Always be lovingly active and frequently let a prayer rise up to me in spirit and in truth. You should only ever maintain your bond with me and you'll truly be able to live an easier life, for my adversary won't find any target and cannot pester you because I myself will always confront him everywhere. And he takes flight from me, the light of eternity. He does not wish to meet me, since he does not want to acknowledge me as his Lord. Nevertheless, I remain Lord even over him. And truly, I will protect you from him, providing you always wish to remain close to me, if you want to be my own now and forever. Amen.